Well, let me open us up in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your love, which is always consistent. Lord, you have angels that report to God on our behalf that are watching over us. And we just thank you for your mercy, for your love, for all those things that come through our lives, Lord. They were meant to be because you want to refine us, you want to grow us, and you want to love us. Help us to love each other as Jesus loves each other. We thank you in Jesus' holy and precious name.
All too often I get up here and I don't do anything first without the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So if I could, I want to just invite everyone, if you just want to stand with me, so I'm not the only one standing up here. Come everyone. Let's gather together and sing the song of the Lamb. Come every angel from the highest of heaven, sing to the great I Am. Let's sing that again. Come everyone, let's gather together and sing the song of the Lamb. Come every angel from the highest of heaven, sing to the great I Am. Come every nation, come every tongue, lift up your voices in praise. Come all creation, all in one voice, sing out your praises to Him. He is a good God. He is a great God. His love will endure throughout every generation. We will be planted by the river all the days of our lives. It will be well with our soul. It will be well with our soul. He is a good God. He is great. He is a great God. His love will endure throughout every generation. We will be planted by the river all the days of our lives. It will be well with our soul. It will be well with our soul. You are a good God. You are a great God. Your love will endure throughout every generation. We will be planted by the river all the days of our life. We will be planted. We will be planted by the river all the days of our lives. We will be planted by the river all the days of our lives. And it will be well with our souls. It will be well with our souls. Thank you. You are a good God. You are a great God. Your love will endure throughout every generation. We will be planted by the river all the days of our lives. It will be well with our souls. It will be well with our souls.
You have to remember the right song when you start playing it.
Nothing can separate, even if I run away. Your love never fails.
I'll find it.
I know I still make mistakes, but you have new mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. Maybe pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails.
Alright, let's start from the top.
Nothing can separate, even if I run away. Your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have new mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. Maybe pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when your love never fails. The chasm was far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love never fails. You stay the same. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning.
You made all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make work together for my good. Yes, you do. You make work together for my good. Yes, you do. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You stay the same through the ages, and your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. You make work together for my good. You make, even when I don't know, you make my good.
Sometimes I have this saying that when I really don't know what to do, sometimes you just have to jump and build wings on the way down. Amen. But who's the engineer of those wings, right? We just jump and we just start flapping.
You make all things work together for my good.
Not just some things.
You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Even when we don't understand, even when we can't see, even when we don't understand, even when we can't see, you make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good.
Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. For you are good, good, oh, you are good, good. Let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves, oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, he is my song. For you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good.
Oh, you are good, good. Never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. Sing it. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. 'Cause you are good, good. Oh, you are good, you are good. When the night is holding on to me, God is holding on. When the night is holding on to me, God is holding on. You are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. No matter what. You are good, good, oh, good. Oh. And I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head down, I will sing at the goodness of God. Let's sing that again. And I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head down, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkest nights, you are close like no other. Though I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God. You have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God. Let's sing that one more time. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Let me just open us up in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these wonderful songs that we got to worship with, and just the time that we have to spend that connection with you. We thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to us to help us grow, to learn, to work with each other, to love on each other, to fight with each other, to just building that reconciliation that you always have, that reconciliation that you've done between God and us. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for all the things that you've done. And thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to each and every one of us. Pretty amazing when we think through it. Bless your name. We just pray that you open our ears for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Yes. Oh, I got to dismiss the kids. I need help if you haven't figured that out. Thank you, Sue. All right. I try not to take our pastor for granted because he knows how to do all this stuff. And I'm thankful for my helpers. Okay. All right. So our talk today, and it was interesting, too, that we also had the Pregnancy Care Center have their event here this last week. But the sanctity of life is something that really hit my heart. Even just hearing about that. And a lot of it has to do with knowing who we are, right? Who we are, what is our group identity? Who we are in Jesus. And as you know, as you came to God, you had a whole lot of things going on in your life, and some of it not so great. It probably lacked satisfaction, hope, and all those other kinds of things. And God is there to bring us something more than that. The nice thing about God is he actually designed us, so he knows how we work, how our body operates. Sanctity means being holy, sacred, set apart. Sanctity of life means believing that human life is holy, and it is set apart. And what is set apart? That is something special. It's just not ordinary. It's not humdrum. It's not just there, but there's something more to it. I know a lot of times in our lives we chase different things, to whether it's education and work or achievements or position and all those kind of things. And that's probably built into that nature of us, that where we want to have something accomplished, right? We want to be remembered for something. And God has done all that for us. I really appreciate that. All right. So in Genesis 1:27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 2:7, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became a living being. Now, I don't know about you, but that's pretty amazing for me. I've never done that. I don't think I will ever be able to do it. If any of you have, let me know. I'd like to hear about that. It's pretty amazing. But the very fact that God put that time and effort into his creation blows my mind. It's really sometimes unfathomable for my little brain to absorb all that. The Latin word sanctus, sanctity comes from the Latin word, which means sanctus, which means holy, sacred, and set apart, just like we mentioned before. The Bible makes it clear all life is sacred. Every human life you see has been created in the image of God and is a reflection of God. That means outside this church, huh? Think of someone that irritates you right now. God set that person apart. Think about that person on the street that slept in front of the store last night. God set them apart. Think of that person that works in the DMV that irritates you every time you go in there. God set them apart. It's a different way of thinking, it really is. Because in our minds, you know, in our growth and in our immaturity, we do a lot of different crazy things. Yet God has a different path for us. And I think it's important for us to know who we are by knowing who God is. Because Jesus came into our lives, right? We gave our lives to him. He came in. And what really makes us holy is the very fact that Jesus is in our lives. That makes us holy before God. Ron sent me a message here the other day, and it had to do with how God looks at our sin. But he is a God that's not limited to today or what's going to happen in the future. He also is able to go all the way through back to the past. And that's the amazing part. It was one of those things you read through where it was more than wow, it was profound, but even words can't express in my mind or even out of my mouth what I really was impacted by. So it is amazing to me how God moves, touches our lives. All right. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, appointed you as a prophet to the nations, Jeremiah 1:5. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb, Psalms 139:13. And isn't it amazing that in my mother's womb, God had a plan for my life? That is intimate. I mean, that is awfully intimate. That God had a plan for your life when you're in his womb. It blows my mind. All right. Leviticus 19:33 through 34. When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt, and I am the Lord your God. Isn't that amazing? Israel was called to be the light to this world. What happened? Did Israel become the light to the world? They kind of got into themselves, right? And they started just taking care of themselves. And they didn't become that light to the world, right? And probably because they're trying to figure it out on their own, work through things, trying to obey God. But did they have the Holy Spirit like we have the Holy Spirit today? No, it was different. We had a priest that went before God and took our sins before them once a year. And they had these festivals to remind themselves of who God is, not to forget who God is. And yet, it didn't happen that way. Now, the church today, are we kind of taking after Israel a little bit? Kind of just taking care of ourselves? Maybe not really. Well, we're better than those people are. Or maybe pray on the corner and show people how holy I am and all those kind of things. Those things do happen in the church. I'm not saying it happens here. But it is something just to be cautious about. All right, so the people of value, I think we made that point, right? God makes no distinction in the value of any human life. No difference where a person comes from, what they look like, how old they are, how much money they have, or the color of their skin. Every person created has value. Even your child when they irritate you to no end. And the reason they're irritating you is because they're acting like me, right? Making me look at myself. A biblical approach to sanctity of life means that we have a responsibility to help the poor, the widow, the orphan, the elderly, the immigrant, the disadvantaged, and the undeserved, right? Zechariah 9 through 10, this is what the Lord Almighty said, administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, and the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other. Kind of tough when we have to struggle through our own inadequacies, right? And I know I've mentioned this before, but those first 7 years of your life, you had zero control of your environment. Wherever you were brought up in your family, that's where you were brought up. And for some of us, we were blessed with some awesome parents, but for the rest, not so awesome. And, you know, it's amazing what God would do to heal those things. It's an amazing thing when you have those experiences that were really difficult, and then you go into life trying to figure it out. Sometimes mentoring is not a normal process in your life. And so you got to go figure it out on your own. And sometimes if you're with the wrong crowd, they'll help you figure it out the wrong way. And those things are really tough. So the struggle in life is an amazing one to begin with. So as things happen in our lives, as we get older, we're able to make more decisions on our own. They can still be very difficult. And you got to walk through it. If you try to do it on your own or with the wrong crowd again, you kind of go down the wrong path. And it does have an effect on us. So, here it is, willpower, right? How many books out there are on willpower? You can overcome this, you can do it. Self-help, all that kind of stuff's out there. Well, it doesn't help us. It doesn't help us grow. The only way we really truly grow is in an environment, especially one that knows who they are, in a healthy environment. We need to tap into the high joy Hesed community that possesses a strong group identity. Willpower will not work. Hesed. You've heard me say that before, right? So you had to take a whole book in the New Testament to really explain it, several verses. In 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Hesed, God's face in our face. Kind of weird to think, if you don't think that much of yourself, that God cares for you so much that he's putting his face in your face, which means he really loves us. That is amazing. It's also related to sticky. Hesed is a sticky attachment. In other words, it doesn't let go. So if you want to get away from God, you got to really struggle to unhook that sticky attachment. And even then, he doesn't give up on us. I love that part. So how do we get this behavior modification process, this program or whatever? It's hanging out with people that love Jesus, that are going through the same struggles. Ron and I share stories all the time of our childhoods, which were not so great. But that helps us to grow. We work through things. And the same thing with other friends of mine in here. We work through things. It's not always real smooth, but it's meant to be. It's all part of the plan to help us grow and mature. God has that much of a detailed plan for us. Small group ministry is an ideal source. Support that is available can help us navigate distressing scenarios. And I know from our small groups, been together a couple years now, that's right, we worked through a lot of hard times, haven't we? And thank God that we had some friends that loved us even through very difficult times or unusual times, and it makes a big difference. Can assist in the creation of strategies that change our daily behavior. Good stuff. Iron sharpens iron. We hear this phrase out of Proverbs 27, right? Applied within the context of small groups. Iron sharpens iron. It is easily applied within the context of small groups, allows us to learn from others who have experienced similar seasons of life. I think more than anything else, you realize you're not the only one. How many of you felt isolated and felt like you're the only one going through these things? I saw a couple of hands pop up. Yeah, we're not alone. And the difficulties that we have for each other were really meant to experience that same thing that God has within the Trinity, right? God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. One God, but there's a relationship there. And the same thing with our world. If we have that relationship, we're bound to have more success. Dangerous tools that the enemy uses against us in the state of loneliness because he has an easier time to convince us to make poor decisions. I've had some of the greatest ideas in the world. Probably would change the world until I shared them with another group of people and they go, what? What about this? Have you thought about that? And it's like, well, maybe that idea doesn't sound so great after all. Now, unlike you, I'm a recovering narcissist. I knew everything when I was 20 years old. My dad was dumb as dirt. At 30, I realized he wasn't so dumb. So I'm still recovering. So important stuff, right? Okay. All right. Think about it. Would David have pursued Bathsheba if Nathan was walking alongside him on the rooftop that night? Hey, check this out. Hey, what's happening, Nathan? That's your wife down there, right? Yeah, it probably wouldn't have, right? But David went to a lot of extent to kill off, not by his hand, but he might as well have been, throwing him out in the front line to get killed off so he can have his way with his wife. None of us are exempt from temptation in life. If we are, we're just setting ourselves up for failure. When we are all vulnerable and share our hearts, our brothers and sisters in Christ are able to give us meaningful and impactful advice that can help lead us to change our behavior and to become more Christ-like. Now, I think of a really good friend of mine who was an elder in a church that I went to in Red Bluff. And when I was really young and dumb, I thought it was okay to be sarcastic and tell jokes about my wife. Well, he took me aside one day and shared this little book called Words. Just a small little book, but it talked about how God used his words to create this world. And that words do have power. And it really hit me and I realized that I got to stop that kind of immature nonsense. But it took another man of God to say, hey, you know, that's not right. It's not what we do as a people. you're going to realize that I got a lot of mistakes in my life. And God has been merciful, so I'm thankful for that. All right, group identity becomes a support net for the scenarios in our lives that tempt us to sin and stray away from holiness. When we are vulnerable and share our hearts, our brothers and sisters in Christ are able to give us meaningful and impactful advice that can lead us to change our behavior and to become more Christ-like. Another danger of being a state of loneliness is forgetting our identity in Christ. Small groups who meet on a consistent basis provide more opportunities for us to remind each other who we are, and I do love that. Regular reminders ground our identity in the character of Jesus. We need to tell each other what kind of people we are. Reminding ourselves immerses not only us, but it also has an effect on the new Christians in this room right here. Isn't it amazing? Your reactions to things, people are watching, and you have an impact on those around here. So you are who you hang with, right? How many of you heard that over the years? I had to tell our kids that. I know our son was hanging with some not so favorable kids in junior high, but changed that around as he got into high school, and it made a big difference. All right, character is revealed by how we act instinctively on a relationship surrounding, and that over time, the people with whom we share joy, hesed, and belonging change us long-term compared to direct willpower. All right, according to scriptures, each of us are born with at least one gift. Gifts are not meant to be set idle, but rather meant to be shared with others whom the Lord put in our care. So that's what those gifts are for. Use them. And of course, as you do self-evaluation, you're all taking a view of what gifts I have and how am I using them. Sometimes a reevaluation is nice. And in that group setting, you're able to share with your small group those things, and they can pray for each other. Some use their gifts on to go minister to the world. The rest of us are called by God to use our gifts to minister to the individual standing right next to us. That person right next to you. Whether it's work, here in church, out with a social group, any of those things. In the eyes of God, each scenario is just as important as the other. Matthew 18:10-14. In either case, we can discover deeper purpose for each other here on this earth. And in Matthew 18, see to it that you don't despise one of these little ones, because I tell you that in heaven, their angels continually view the face of my Father in heaven. That's pretty amazing that there's an angel that's reporting to God on your behalf. You must be very important people. I'm impressed. What do you think? If someone has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, won't you leave the 99 on the hillside and go and search for the stray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over the sheep more than over the 99 that did not go astray. In the same way, it is not the will of our Father in heaven that one of these should perish. That's an amazing view from God. By being in a small group, we are greeted with the chance to utilize our spiritual gifts, experience the heavenly affirmation that comes with feeling of being used by God for the benefit of his kingdom. And it's important to all of us to have value, right? And that sure builds our value there. From the book of The Other Half of the Church, Wilder and Hendricks say, our group identity must reflect the multifaceted character of Jesus. So the reason we're all here is to be Jesus, right? One of my prayers every morning is, and because I need to be reminded of it constantly, is for God to help me love Kelly like Jesus loves the church. I pray that every morning. You think I've mastered it quite yet? I'm still in progress here, so still working on it, honey. But the beauty is that I don't have to work it on my willpower. I have to trust the Holy Spirit. And, you know, he comes through 100% of the time. 100% of the time. Okay. All right. In case I get lost here. All right. Indeed, when we realize our spiritual gifts within joy-filled Hesed community, that a healthy group identity, we put on display the image of Jesus, and we show a glimpse what he might be or what he might do. He was still in human form today. So we're a reflection of Jesus, right? And so the human form that our friends, our neighbors, and everybody else get to see is us with Jesus in us. Let us foster a community within our small groups to allow us to speak unto each other and reaffirm what kind of people we are. Let us make a commitment to the fellowship so that we sharpen one another to recharge each other's batteries, right? Let us pursue a group identity that mirrors the bold image of God for all of us to see. And if I could have you pick up your bulletin, and on the second page there, right up top, this is what we have for us here at the Naz Church. We are a group of people who love Jesus and other people. We meet together to strengthen our friendships, welcome others into our lives, give encouragement, receive support, celebrate stories of redemption, experience freedom, discover truth, and impact others with hope. Join us on this journey. I love that. What kind of people are we? Good stuff. All right. And I'd like to close this in James 1:22, 25, and 27. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer who works, this person shall be blessed in what he does. Pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this, to look after orphans and widows and in their distress, and to keep one another unstained from the world. All right. God is good, right? I just love that part. Let me close this in prayer. Oh, one other thing, too. Men's breakfast is also the 4th. And so Kevin and team are on that. So thank you very much. And the other thing we're asked to do is to help set up for the memorial service afterwards. So, all right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, for your love. We thank you for this church and the people that are here. Every one of them, every single person in this church has value. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you that you think highly of us enough to send our Savior to this world to give his life that we may have life and connect us back with you, Father. That is amazing. We thank you also for your Holy Spirit being sent to us so that we have an advocate right in with us that helps send that message to this world, to let people see Jesus in us. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for Pastor Mark and their family. Bless them indeed on their vacation. We look forward to having them back. He's phenomenal. We thank you, Lord. Be with our church body. Let the body be the body of Christ that reaches out and touches each other and people in this community. We thank you for your mercies. In Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.